As COVID-19 cases climb in Michigan, teens and 20-somethings are making up a bigger share of new cases. And some health officials say contact tracers are having a hard time reaching younger people. As Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, contact tracing may need to evolve to reach this age group where they are.
Linda Vale is the health officer in Ingham County. And she says starting in May, the number of COVID cases among young people started to go up. Same in June and July. And during that time, her office's success rate with contact tracing went down.
We still run into the occasions where people just flat out refuse to talk to us, refuse to give us information on their contacts.
When somebody tests positive for COVID, contact tracers try to reach them to figure out if they may have exposed anybody else so those people can know to quarantine too and hopefully stop the spread of the virus. Vale says they have made their outgoing caller ID, say, Ingham County Health Department. They're doing follow-ups via text, and they're working with Michigan State University to reach students. But they are still meeting resistance.
And honestly, at that point, I just send them a warning letter that basically tells them that they have to. And then we can take them to court if that becomes a problem.
Now, they have not actually had to take anybody to court yet, but Ingham County is not alone here. Oakland County officials say they are having some of the same issues. And there are a few things just working against contact tracers here. One is just the phone. Contact tracers really prefer to call, not text, the first time that they reach somebody. And that's because they don't want to accidentally disclose sensitive medical information, like a positive COVID test result, to the wrong person. But
young people often don't pick up the phone. If they don't recognize the number, I often recommend not picking it up.
This is Dr. Tammy Chang. She is a family physician and a researcher at the University of Michigan. And her team runs this big national poll of young people about public health issues. It's called My Voice. And when it comes to COVID, she says the data that they are seeing gives a far different picture than those videos of teens and 20-somethings having, you know, dance parties on sandbars.
The majority of the young people are not only following the guidelines, but the reasons why they said they were following the guidelines, which is because they care about the health and well-being of others.
Young people want to help fight this virus as much as anybody, Chang says, but they are not getting enough clear messaging about who contact tracers are and why they are calling to ask personal information, like where you've been and who you've seen.
Who's going to know it and what are you going to do about it?
Which is why one of the first messages contact tracers have to get across to young people is, no matter what you tell us, you are not in trouble.
If there's any perception that contact tracing results in negative consequences for the student or the people that they were with, that's going to be really tough for us.
This is Angela Beck. She's a health professor at the University of Michigan, and she is developing the contact tracing team for the university, just as thousands of students are about to arrive back on campus. So they are recruiting public health students to do some of this contact tracing themselves, both because they need the help and because maybe it will build trust. They're also having students help write the scripts that these contact tracers will use.
What I think might sound good might actually not be how they interpret it. So we're still working on refining that over the next week or so.
Just in time for the students to come back. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.